You're listening to Big Wigs. The bigger the wig,
the bigger the personality. Ooh, stunning.
Hey, Tom.
Miranda? Oh, I thought I saw Miranda.
Look at that, babe. It's Big Wigs.
You're doing amazing, sweetie.
Look at big ribs and big wigs.
What's up, Big Wigs? We said we're coming back weekly, and by I can't talk. By gosh darn it, we are back. Less than a week after we recorded the other episode, but we were like, let's fucking go. Let's just go hard.
We're not, right? We're keeping to our word at this point. Always have, always will.
Yeah, of course. How are you, Dre? What's going on?
What's going on? I'm doing well, except the seasonal depression has hit in. It's settled in hard. It's
already? It's the first cold day.
No, but it's not about the seasonal. It's about getting dark early, and then next week they're going to roll the clocks back even more. So then it's just a total wrap on that, and it gets dark at 4 o'clock, and the day ends at 4, and now that's where it sets in.
Can I ask you a question? Am I okay? Oh, first of all, welcome back to Big Wigs.
Welcome back to Big Wigs. We miss you so much. So happy you're here. The messages from you guys have been so sweet. Also, you're saying so happy to
I know.
See
it
you
makes
guys.
Us feel wanted when you, like, right? Like, we missed you. We missed you. Obviously, that's why we're here. Okay, back to my question now. Mm-hmm. Now that we're officially acquainted,
right.
Is it weird that I get a little excited for this kind of for this season of daylight savings where it gets darker earlier because I like the nighttime? So I was like, oh yes, day is done. Or is that extra depression where it's like, she doesn't even want a day. She just wants to fucking cut the day out and get to the end of the day.
Unless you're productive at the end of the day, because when I see dark, I think of chili. I think of a glass of wine. I think of maybe a little tiny 5 milli gummy. And then I think of Netflix. So
I think closer to Dancing with the Stars. Like, literally today, I'm like, ooh, we only have a couple more hours. Like, that, am I sick in the head? Only a couple more hours of this daytime thing. Can't wait for that darkness to set in.
You're thinking it's spooky season. It's a spooky, and you're ready for that. No, it's not. I think that's just you prefer the latter end of the day.
Thank you. Wait, speaking of spooky season, how are we feeling about Halloween this year? Okay, we're recording this during Halloween week.
Yeah. Same shit that I always feel. Unprepared. I wear wigs every day, basically.
I know. That's why I don't like dressing up on Halloween.
But I'm loving the new trends. There's like this new trend where it's like that really hip, fun song, and it shows the people's legs walking, and then it's like yes. A group costume, and then you're showing the legs. You have to guess what the costume is, and then they reveal the full body and they're runway walking. And I want to be a part of that, but I have no sick costume, and I have not even the brain capacity or the brain cells to come up
with
something.
Well, we could do that trend tomorrow when we record a Chris and Court. We could do the legs.
Okay. But what are you going to dress as?
But who's going to hold the camera?
I wanted to – a common problem we have. Because Jared will not be there.
Nope. Wait. Do you have plans for Halloween? What's your what's on the agenda?
I don't have any plans for Halloween. I usually resort to whoever hits me up with last minute plans and says something. What are you doing?
Okay. You know how I'm like the Grinch of Halloween? Like, I used to love, I love the culture of it, but like, you know, all I want to do is just like watch a horror movie, have a good meal, mm-hmm. like stay in, light candles, like make it spooky fun.
Yes.
I have three events, like three parties.
Oh my god.
/ events.
Okay, go off, spooky queen.
And I'm like, wait, I don't want to dress up though, like, but I think you kind of have to. I'm just,
yeah. Now, are these events work events / house parties, friend events?
No, a friend events. I have there's a Halloween party, like a comedy Halloween party that I was invited to, which I don't know if I'm gonna make all three. Okay, that's really ambitious when you also have dogs in your life.
That's
and
true.
Like, it's just a lot. And then I got invited. There's this show, work related, but like not really, mm-hmm. called Masquerade.
Fun.
And it's kind of like Sleep No More, but it's like the Phantom of the Opera interactive version.
Oh my gosh.
And my friend invited, was like, put you on the list. And I was like, and then Jared was like, I love Phantom of the Opera. And I was like, oh, well, we should go. Cause it's like at 7. And then my other friend, oh, you should come. I could get you invited to a Halloween party. It starts at 10:30. My friend Bradley's birthday party. Cause his birthday's on Halloween. But I literally saw this partiful and I go, 10:30, unless I'm out, that's hard to commit to.
Yeah.
But you know, when I clicked okay, just so I'm included, right? You know, and he immediately texted me and was like, "You and Jared are coming to my birthday." And I was like, "Yes, bitch, wouldn't miss a world." Love a 10:30 start time. I love it.
I can't live without him. We just love him so much.
Yeah. So that's an ambitious Friday night, I'd say.
So you've got three events. You basically just triple booked yourself.
What if I don't show up? What if I don't go to any of them? Like, that's also an option. I have four events. The one is on my couch.
That is also, yeah, the last resort, but slowly becoming the first resort. Mm-hmm. We're thinking that one sounds the best.
And I was like, I don't want to have to deal with like a dress up. And I don't want to do one of my characters because then people are like, do it, you know.
Then do it the full effect. Yes.
Yeah. And I'm like, we do that. That's for me and my, you know, social media. You know who I think I'm going to do?
The Louvre bank robbers.
Oh, no, but that's a good one.
I know. I'm seeing a bunch of it, though. It's already been done, but I want to do it.
Got it. Yeah, I'm going to go classic on this because I dressed up as this for a Halloween to host HQ a couple of years ago.
You're going to be Cher.
No. No, I was the girl from The Ring.
Oh, my God. Scary.
Yeah. I've been the girl from The Ring twice, actually. I did it for an NBC sketch thing that I wrote. And I did it for HQ. So I'm like, well, I have the wig.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All I have to wear is a white dress, like a long white garb, right?
Yes. A long white garb, stringy hair, and then you're going to paint your face?
No, I have the long black wig already. I have the ring girl wig.
You've got the ring girl wig.
And I guess, yeah, go a little paler. But, like, I don't really have to do much, you know? Maybe I'll just – I think that's it.
It's a pretty simple, yeah. It's not too hard to put together.
She comes out of a TV. She lives in a well and she bops out of a TV and like murders people, right? Like that's pretty much her story.
I never saw the movie.
Oh my God. Because The Ring?
Yeah, I just, that whole scene scares the shit out of me.
Okay.
But no, I need to watch it. I can watch a scary movie, I think, if I'm like with a lot of friends and we're having a slumber party because I can't go to sleep.
So like you need to go back to fourth grade to watch a horror movie.
I can't do it alone.
I'll watch a horror movie with you in Vegas. I'll make you watch one.
Okay, that'll be really fun. A little slumber party we can watch.
I love horror movies. I also recently purchased a Scream mask at CVS, but I'm like, I don't want to be masked all night. That seems like a lot with breathing, you know?
It's not like we were masked up for 4 years.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yes.
No, but that's like plastic, like in my face all night. And like, do I really want to be in a Scream mask all night? Because like I could just wear black and put that on.
And that's probably like the least. You don't have to work hard at all at that.
Well, you're obviously you're invited to the 10:30.
If we make it out at that time. It is my friend's birthday like this week. She's got the Halloween birthday week. So, you know, maybe go out with her. But yeah, no Halloween, no real big Halloween plans.
Do you have like decorations or my question was or candy? Because like you're in the burbs right now. Like people will trick or treat.
Yes. Yeah. So we're definitely I'm partaking in family suburban Halloween culture. And
to me, that was always Halloween. Like
that is so Halloween. Right. And there's so many kids in this neighborhood where I live now. So yeah, maybe that. Then I'll really feel like the next generation. Like I've fully moved out of like the parties, the hot bunny costume, and I'm just in my house robe, like trick or treat. Hello, we're in Jersey now, which is cute and fun and wholesome, which is really what I'm trying to do.
But I think we're on the same level of like, I don't need to dress up and do it
right. And you know what? The whole vibe of New York City now, these clubs that everybody talks about, the lines are wrapped around the. It's like $1,000 just for the table, not even alcohol included. Then you got to pay for the door. It's off. The whole thing is off.
I've never been to a club on Halloween. Is that like that's a vibe, right?
It's a vibe, but it's a trash vibe. You're sitting in there looking around like, why did I just do this? Why did I just pay all this money to be in here when I could just be like out in these streets going to a dive bar? I think that's probably more fun. Honestly, no. House parties are supreme. And I've settled on that. And that's my final answer.
House parties are supreme.
Yeah. Yeah.
For Halloween every year, I think I told you this, when I was young, my parents would have this huge blowout party.
See, I love that. Mm-hmm.
And kids weren't allowed, so they'd send us to our grandparents. And
send them away.
It wasn't on Halloween night. It was, you know, it was like the weekend or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we had to make all the signs for our house. They did it at our house a bunch of years. We had to make signs. Like, literally, like, I'd be making... I'm, like, an 8-year-old girl, like, glittering a sign. Like, an orange and black glitter sign that says, like, no cocaine in my bedroom.
Wait, I thought you guys were making decorations for your parents. You're making decorations
for your dorm? No, not decorations. Like, no smoking, like, recycle. Like,
okay,
no,
who brought in, like, the fun sucker of the group?
No, my mom would be like, can you make a no smoking sign?
Got it. It was instructed by your mom. I thought you were just being the careful kid because you hated drugs as a kid.
No, I didn't know. I assumed they're all just like dressing up, right? And we used to get really good with the decorations at my house. And we did a full South Park scene like a couple years where we would like make scarecrows, but they were the South Park kids. Those were good. And we'd put like basketballs as the heads and like make the like Cartman, and like Kenny would be like dead against a tree with like a knife coming out of his back or something. Like we got into it.
I mean, you have to be. You got party of the neighborhood.
Yeah. My mom would be like, Anna, you're so good at the spider webs. Can you go spider web the bushes? And that was my job. I'd spider web.
A good old spider web. I love the old decor. It's so 90s core, but now people are doing too much. Have you seen the grandiose skeletons? Where are people getting those? What are we doing? Is it a Home Depot thing or is it a Hobby Lobby?
They're huge now. I strolled through Chelsea Market yesterday and there was like, they had just like life-size fucking skulls everywhere, you know, like zombies and stuff. And you're like, oh man.
But why? Like, that is so over the top. Like, what happened to the little cotton scary spider webs? Like, that's so... The little spider webs. And when you put them together, they take up no space. It's easy. And then you can put some spiders on there. You know?
Remember, like, the decorations also that would do, like, the... Ooh.
Yes.
Like, the noises. Like, you'd walk by and there's, like, a bat in the tree that's like... Like, that's so 90s, right? Or 2000s.
So 90s. And then, you know, it's just some, like, jack-o'-lanterns. Maybe a little R.I.P. tombstone.
Oh, yeah, love. The tombstones. Love. Let's the turn tombstones. Our front lawn into a full-on cemetery.
That, to me, that's very 90s. Now people have life-size spider webs cascading down their houses. I've got a couple in the neighborhood. So it's either the life-size skeletons or the life-size spider webs.
And have you decorated at all?
No, we've got two... pumpkins outside.
That's nice.
And maybe
are you gonna carve?
Maybe some mums. No, I need to carve. I
always want to carve.
I feel like you would love to carve.
I get into it, but I haven't done it in a while. But yeah, give me a good pumpkin and a good carving tool. I could rock. I could do it. I love the ones that like, you know, have like full scenes on them. Like, I've never done that, but I feel like I could be good if I really like had the right equipment.
Yeah, I got really into it in college when I would come home and or I would like do it in front of our like college house, and I did one scene. It was a kitty cat with the moon. So I was really proud of that.
Cute.
I did a mummy one time, and that was pretty intricate. But you know, I don't have the tools here. You need like carving tools. It's a whole thing.
Yeah.
You could do something cute with your boyfriend. You could do a carving night. Guess what? Single Dre, I can't do anything. I'll just be sitting there carving by myself with wine.
That sounds better. Why would I carve? Don't you know my famous story when I was hooking up with this guy and the last day we ever saw each other was like around Halloween?
Stop it.
I have a photo on my phone. I got to find it.
Stop
and
it.
It's and we carved pumpkins like on his roof in Bushwick. And I was like, we're in an episode of Girls. I'm in an episode of Girls. Girls was hot then. And
Anna,
we must have hooked up. And then he was like, do you want to take your pumpkin? And I was like, I guess I worked hard on it. And it was like a walk of shame with my pumpkin on the L train.
Wait, I need a picture of this. This is every scene, like before your situationship ghosts you. You have like the most romantic night.
And then I took my pumpkin on the train.
The Halloween walk of shame. That's a great costume, actually.
Anyway.
Anna on the L train. Do you remember what was on the pumpkin?
No.
And that was the last time
I probably have a photo of it.
Like, you didn't talk after that?
No. You know, there were a lot of red flags, and I think that was the last straw for me. I was like, this got sad. This was a full episode on HBO, and now it's sad.
And now we don't talk anymore. Yeah.
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 Anyway, wait, let's talk about our weekends. You hung out with Diplo and I hung out with Jared Freed. We are not the same, but
please. At least you were in contact with the person. But yeah, no, wait, you were in DC. Tell me about Friday night. And we had just worked with him at Amanda Hirsch's Not Skinny But Not Fat show, because Jared was on that. So you had like a full week with Jared.
I love Jared. And he had an amazing show. And the Warner Theater was so iconic. Right. And I felt so grateful to like be there. I had a really good set.
Yes.
It was such a good audience. Like, it was so much fun. He did a whole meet and greet after. It was like also during the World Series. So we all went out after to watch like the rest of the game or whatever.
Yes. Where'd you guys go in DC around Warner Theater?
I couldn't tell you where we went. I can't remember it.
Did you walk from Warner Theater or you took like a...
We walked to so some right sports bar.
Cute.
Yeah, it was really fun. Go see Jared Freed on tour if you're listening and you love him. He was great. His Table for One tour is what it's called. I hope I get to join him again. People are like, are you on the tour? I'm like, I don't know. I had a good set. You know, we'll see.
Hope. Yeah.
He was like, you know, we'll figure something else out. But... anyway, it was a lot of fun. It really gave me like, oh, Anna, you should be touring an hour. Like, this is so fun for you to do in front of such a big crowd in a big theater. Like, I like thrive on that. You know what I mean? Yeah. I like really, you know, I felt really good about it. And I enjoyed doing my stand-up. I did a lot of Love is Blind jokes. That was fun.
Love that. And people, yeah, Love is Blind is so funny, especially for Jared's crowd, too. I feel like he does The Bachelor, Bachelorette, you know. So that's totally his.
Yeah.
His wheelhouse, you know.
Tell me about the Run Club.
The Run Club. Diplo is a DJ, and he does these. You do a 5K, and then he does a DJ set, like an hour long DJ set. So, you know, that sounds so like you know, when you hear these people,
like you run, and then it's a and then it's you enjoy it.
You run, and then it looks like a music festival, and you go, and they have food trucks, drinks, whatever. But it was really fun, and we did it at the Flushing Meadows. You know, where they have the U.S. Open. It was really cool. You run the 5K. And then this is my first time doing it. But he's only done a couple cities. It's been, like, active for a year. And
that's fun.
Yeah, it was really fun. And then, you know, we went to brunch after. And then we did Sunday Funday in Hoboken. Guys, you should go watch all Sunday Fundays in Hoboken. Hoboken is just, it's a time and a half. But got a little rowdy this weekend. I need to stop drinking alcohol. I need to take a little break because I was just.
You say that. Once a month.
I know. When I have a rowdy weekend, I go, all right, we got to cut this out. We got
to. You're allowed
in.
To have a rowdy weekend.
Yeah.
You're
but
young.
If I don't lock in until Tuesday, if it takes me longer than two business days to lock in, and by locking in, I mean get back to reality, then that's bad. Okay. Because I can't bounce back like I used to. 30s, Dre, it takes me, you know, like a good 48 hours to like really get the head back in order.
Yeah. As it goes on, you won't be able to even do brunch anymore. You'll be like, I'm sorry, I can't.
I'm sorry, I can't even do that. But the run went great. I felt good about that. And then, you know, one funny Lisa Marie? She's a fabulous comedian. So New York. I love her. And so I went to go. I saw her at Rodney's on Saturday night. And she had a fabulous set. And she really doesn't even need to prepare a long set. She's just so good at storytelling. And I could listen to her for hours. You know, she just talks about growing up and... her sisters and her mom was like tough on them, and you know they fed them like gabagool and like tons of, you know, she's a perfect Italian. I love her so much. This is my first time seeing her, so another great comedian.
That's good.
So fun.
I have to tell you one thing. I went to Sabrina Carpenter's concert on Sunday night.
What the where was that? I didn't even see that on your story.
I storied a lot of it. I had great seats. Shout out to my friend Sherry. Sherry took me to Sabrina Carpenter. Right. Sherry also was like, I listened to all of Big Wigs. Where is it? And I love you, Sherry. And we had so much fun at the concert. Honestly, I'd say the average age for Sabrina Carpenter's audience is 12.
Definitely.
I posted the funniest photos of these like 9-year-old girls in front of us who were like.
But she's so cute.
They filmed the entire concert. Like, they didn't put their phones down. And I don't think they even had parents with them. And they had these, like, big bows in their hair. I'll send you the photo. It was so funny. But
it's like the life of a New York kid.
But I will say, I like that Sabrina, she was very real. She's very chill. She says fuck. She says shit. She, like, you know, is herself. And she's an adult. Even though her audience is fully underage.
All children. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, and Anne Hathaway was there.
What?
And she did you know how she calls out someone like halfway through her concert? You've seen this before.
Yeah.
Where she'll be like, oh, what's your name? Like, I guess they call it like she arrests someone.
Okay.
Like,
And it was Anne Hathaway was the guest or like the celeb. And it was very funny. She's like, my name's Anne. And she's like, hi, Anne. Where are you from? And she goes, Genovia.
Stop. Wait, that's, I did not know she did that. And Anne Hathaway, what a flex.
Yeah.
You just have Anne Hathaway.
It was a fun night. It was a really fun night. And
did Anne bring her kids or she's just a huge Sabrina fan?
I have no idea. It was just her in the bit. So I have no idea who she was with or where she was sitting. But she was up front and center for this moment.
Kalima.
And apparently she does that a lot.
I love that. And Sabrina Carpenter is a very much, what do people compare her to? They compare her to like the Marilyn Monroe slash.
Yeah, she's like, she's got this whole old school Hollywood vibe, yes. You know, like 80s, big hair, like, you know, like pinup girl outfits and like,
yeah,
it was cute. I'll say my only feedback, I thought she'd change outfits more. I'm going to say that about in the show. I think she changed 3 times and I was like, I thought there'd be more costumes.
How long is the show?
I guess it was like 1.5 hours, 2 hours.
Cute. That's a good amount of time. She could easily have
good.
6 changes.
I always thought, I feel like today, pop girlies, like, fashion's such a huge part of the show.
Swift has 20 outfit changes.
I mean, she also has, like, a four-hour show. Yeah. But, yeah, I don't know. That's my only criticism. Otherwise, she was adorable. She sounds great. It was so fun. I was, like, we were praying. Oh, my God. The whole night, we were like, her name was Kitty. And then we were like, is it going to happen? And it's not going to happen. I'm
sorry about that.
I think she needs Taylor's permission or Taylor Swift has to show up for them to sing Life of a Showgirl together.
Do you think certain artists have that little note, like a little caveat, like they really can't perform without them?
Probably. Well, it's a Taylor song that she's like on. So, yeah, probably.
But listen, I've been to a Pitbull concert and Pitbull is only does collabs, really. And he'd be singing all those songs. The only person he had was T-Pain. But I was like, I'm sorry. These artists, like, he just sings every single song that.
But they're probably his songs, like, originally.
Yes. And then he just brought them on as a plus one.
Cher did I Got You, Babe, with a hologram of Sunny, which was kind of awkward.
Not the hologram.
And we all, like, paid our respects to, like, but then it was like he was on. It was weird.
It was like, is he here? It was nice. Or is he not here? That reminds me of when Kris Jenner made all those holograms and she's like, I'm everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, holograms.
She will be everywhere. I hope they've already cloned Kris Jenner.
Oh, they definitely have. And she would be first on the list. She'd be like, cloning? I can be in more than one place at one time? Of course.
I love it. Cloning. Wait, we got to get into pop culture, World Series, everything. But I want to take a quick break before we get into that stuff.
What's a quick break?
And we're back.
Hello?
Okay, it's not only Halloween week. The World Series is happening. Did you watch last night?
I didn't watch the World Series because I didn't even know. No teams that I'm associated with. But
Jared's a huge Dodgers fan, so we have been watching. And Friday night, I was with my friend Sophia, and she's from Toronto. She's a huge Blue Jays fan. So I feel like I've only been with people where it's like, this is their week.
Yes.
So now I'm making it my week.
This is huge.
There were 8. So last night, the game kept going, and I was watching with Jared because he's a huge Dodgers fan and has been for a long time. And he was like, it was going and going, and then it went into extra innings. And I was like, I wonder how many extra innings is the record for extra innings? Because I watched till inning 11.
It went to inning 11.
Tied at 9 at the ninth inning, they go on to extra innings, they call it. And I fell asleep. I had fallen asleep earlier. I woke up. It was like 11. I watched that, and then I like passed out again. We like got in bed. It went 18 innings, and that is the record for extra innings in a World Series.
Was this game 6 hours? 10? What? Is,
yeah, it must have gone until the middle of the night.
Jared watched 18 innings.
Yeah. Imagine the people at the game. Shout out Darren Karp. I saw she was at the game. I was like, oh my God.
What the hell?
It went all night. And they have to play tonight.
18 innings is, they've got to cut
two
it
games.
Off. They've got to cut it off. That's 2 full games.
And it was only 5 all. Like, the whole time. I know you guys love when I do a big wig sports update, but
everyone, bring it back.
Everyone who watched this fucking saw how like it went. It didn't stop.
I don't think I've ever heard longer than maybe 12 innings. 18 innings is
they tied the record for most innings in a World Series.
That must have been the most entertaining game to ever happen.
Or pulling your hair out because nothing happened. They just had to keep doing these innings to get till someone got ahead. So for I don't even see how it happened. The Dodgers won. So that was good because Jared could go to bed, you know, happy.
Because Jared finished it off and like he's feeling good about it. Okay.
He needs to. He's a Jets fan. He needs the Dodgers to win. You know, he needs this.
Yeah, he really does. How did he end up with the Dodgers and the Jets? And he's from Pennsylvania.
Because he followed, and he's a Spurs fan, because he followed teams with left-handed players growing up.
Gotta love that. Gotta love that niche.
Because he's a lefty, and lefties make their whole personality being a lefty.
Yeah.
And shout out to the lefties. But, like, you do. It's like a, you know, your astrological sign. Like, lefties think they're, like, the shit. And so he, like, really looked up to left-handed players. And I guess that all those teams had left-handed players. He didn't care about his hometown.
Okay.
He picks the Eagles after the Jets. Like, he'll, you know, because he is from Pennsylvania. He has Eagles clothing. Yeah.
Amazing. Okay. And I'm just thinking that give him a win for the LA Dodgers because he needs
I hope so.
Wait, I love that about him. That's amazing. How do you pick your teams? Oh, depending on the players and their hand eye. Are they lefty or are they a righty?
He like wears his Dodgers hat and everything. So, like he loves the Dodgers.
Supportive fan. Supportive
we went last fan. Year to the when they were in the playoffs. We went, which was really fun.
Okay. He is a big fan. He's loving it.
Loving it. Eight, yeah. But that was the longest game I've ever experienced.
I would have fallen asleep three times.
Yeah, I was asleep on the couch. I got up. I watched a little. I went back.
They're back on.
I
got up.
I went to the bathroom to brush my teeth. I went into bed. It was still going on. I was like, I'm never going to make it. So
oh
bad.
Oh, my God. 18 innings? I can't even comprehend this.
And I like baseball because I know the sport. You know what I mean?
Fun.
I played softball. So it's like, oh, I know how it's played. Yes. You know? Yeah, football's harder for me because I don't know all the rules.
There's so many in football.
So many.
It just feels like a bit much for me.
Yeah.
I mean, anyway, still support it because, like, go sports, but.
I know. We've watched sports every day. I was like, I can't wait for Dancing with the Stars even more because, like, I told him that gets the main TV tonight and the game gets the iPad. Like, we, you know, we'll do, like, picture in picture in our apartment or whatever.
I will give you points because I usually see Jared watching your show, but that's only the thing that, like, maybe you'll story. So that this is a huge win for Jared. Supporting him. Like, major points.
All weekend. Last night, on my stories, I said, I can't do any more sports right now.
We're done with the sports coverage.
Like, but then this game was good, so I was, like, watching it.
Yeah. No.
You know, I'm an athlete. I like sports.
At the end of the day, we're big sports people, you know?
Yeah. Although I broke my pinky.
Girl supporting sports. What? Doing softball?
No. I'm pretty sure, like, I broke it, like, a couple of weeks ago. I have a stress fracture or something. It hurts so bad, even just to, like, hold a water. And I keep working out and forgetting and putting a lot of pressure on it. And, like, yesterday I did Barry's boot camp and I, like, held a lot of weights. And I was like, today it just, like, is so sore. And it's, like, so swollen in here.
Girl, you might have a fracture. You got to get that checked out. That's so tough of you. Look how much it's swollen. I mean, my hands actually look like that naturally because I have the fuggliest hands.
But it just hurts right in here bad. So I did abs, but I didn't do anything like on my hands.
Don't put stress on it.
I can't.
It hurts. But also, what did you get it from? Working out? That's crazy.
Yeah. I do a lot of yoga. I put a lot of like pressure on it. Yeah. So maybe something happened. But now I don't know how to get it better. I have to like ice it probably and like... Yeah, wrap it or something.
You're gonna have to wrap it. Okay.
That's the only thing I've ever broken. Knock on wood. Pinky, fingers and toes. I've only broken fingers and toes.
I have not. And then I saw this meme that said, if you haven't broken any bones, it just means you're gonna be emotionally broken a lot of times in your life. And that one really cut deep because I said I don't really think I can handle any more emotional damage. But okay, sure. Just throw.
Oh my god.
Because I haven't broken a bone, but you know,
today in Whole Foods they played my breakup song and I told Jared, I go, this is my breakup song. This song got me through.
Okay. I was gonna say, what makes up a breakup song? Is it the song you listen to all the time when you break up? Yeah
like that just was like hopeful but like emotional but like on repeat. It's just Give Me a Reason, the Pink and who is it, Nate Roos.
Oh my God. Yeah, that's a really good song.
Just Give Me a Reason. That happened. That song was it for me during my breakup. And anytime I hear that song, I can immediately go to like the subway crying, listening to that song on repeat.
Yeah.
Like all, I'm so
all the time. And it comes back. It's weird. Like certain songs can bring you back to a certain time. Like that happens. That so happens.
Yeah. I was in like aisle 7 of Whole Foods and I was like, oh my God, Jared, this is my song.
What did Jared say?
He's like, that's nice. I don't think he really cared. Thanks. He's like, we need to get out of here. We need to find, what do you need? Artichokes? What do you fucking need?
Thanks for letting me know, but let's hit the artichokes and let's hit the line. All right, bye.
Yeah, I know. Because I'm making a soup tonight.
Wait, okay, so you know I'm a big supporter of Soup Queen. I think you want to be posting more content. The soup is so good. We want to talk about diversifying the content, and this is what we're talking about. You've been doing soup content for a long time.
Forever.
And we want to bring it back in full force.
I have about 5 to edit.
Start blasting them out.
I still cook. She cooks on. I'm cooking a beef vegetable tonight. I want something hearty, something like a little meatier. Okay. I don't know. Beef vegetable soup. Like a fall beef vegetable soup.
Fall beef vegetable soup. No, I don't know how to make that. I would love for you to make that.
I'll show you. I'll show you how.
I'll be watching the content.
Yeah.
What do you braise the beef, or you just cook it in the stew?
I cook it. No. I cook it first and then I take it out and then I put it back in so it can like, I get a little crisp, a little brown on it. And then I like, you know, I'll take it out. I'll cook all my veggies. I'll put the beef back in. Tomato paste, bay leaves, the full works, some fresh thyme. I got it all in my head. So that's the thing. I don't I make the recipe when I do soups.
That means you have real talent. That means you're actually an amazing chef.
Thank you. I believe so too.
Because if you just follow a recipe, anybody can do that. I mean, that's what it's all about. But if you're creative and you already know how to make multiple different things and then use it together in a recipe, I mean, hello.
I'm not like the best, but I feel like I know flavors that work. Yeah. And I think I know, and I know what I like. I know flavors that work well together from like working in restaurants for 100 years. And I feel like it's like a creative outlet in a way. Like I get to like taste it as I go and decide what it needs and does it look good? And, you know, what goes on top? And I don't know. It's like art in a way.
Yeah. It really is. Please.
Food art.
It is. Do Thank more you. Soup content. I want you to get a full like little mini series where you get to work with like a really big, I don't know, like a bit like a Le Creuset. And ugh, they have. Like,
I know. I've tried. I've hit them up series. Over the years.
OK,
we'll consider you next time. It'll happen.
Magnolia with Magnolia Tree, is that her brand?
Nope.
She and her husband, they have house wares, and they had like a full reality show, I believe. It was like restoring houses. Anyways, she's got a home brand, and I feel like I'm just thinking of brands that we need to align.
Hell yeah.
With you.
I did a Campbell's thing like years ago.
Dream.
But that'll come back. It wasn't a good deal. It was just TikTok, but it'll come back. Campbell's will come back.
Dream brand to work with. Absolutely.
Wait, speaking of TV shows, though, we've got to discuss the Alls. Are you watching this press tour? It's like the Wicked press tour of the year. Like Alls Fair press tour is just so female power, like girl power.
Yeah.
Their outfits are fucking fire. They all look like they're having so much fun. Like they have a sleepover party every single time.
Yeah.
Like Niecy Nash, her outfits, like they all Kim. And they all, like, respect each other, it seems. Like, I wonder if there is any beef because they all seem to be, like, loving each other.
I love to see the cast when they, like, fully look like they have a good relationship going on. You're like, oh, my God, you guys are besties off camera.
They do TikToks all the time.
The press of it all now, though, is it too much? Are we doing too much? Or are people loving it? We're just eating it up.
I feel like we love the press for content.
Yeah.
Like, it's good in terms of like getting eyes on content,
yes,
right? Like, but I don't know. Everything's so saturated now. Like there are a bunch of Netflix shows that we don't even know about that debuted this week.
Yeah.
Last week. And they didn't get the budget for a huge, huge press tour like a Ryan Murphy show. Mm-hmm. So I guess if you get it, you gotta flaunt it, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's so crazy, the saturation of it all. Like, there are, like, shows I've never heard of that are on like Fox, NBC, like live television. And you're like, wait, what? What is a sitcom?
I have never even seen or because I now there's just so many streaming networks. So I guess those have more money to do it or they're just bigger.
Yeah, it's like so saturated.
I don't even know. Would you even want to be on a sitcom nowadays?
Yeah. Of course. The dream to perform a sitcom in front of a live studio audience even. Oh
wow. That's like the real, real dream.
Let me be Rachel Green already. Yeah, of course. That I would love to do something like that. Single cam? Absolutely. I love being in front of the camera, like, and acting in front of the camera.
Yeah.
I like get this confidence when I act that I don't have necessarily in my daily life, but I don't know. A camera brings it out of me.
You see the camera, we lock in. That's our...
Do you feel that way? Like, sometimes I'll be like, damn, I was so good on that job.
I definitely still think I have imposter syndrome, but I'm definitely very comfortable in front of the camera. It doesn't intimidate me.
Yeah.
If somebody says, like, okay, and go. You know what? I'll do the line. I'll do whatever I need to do. And then I'll look back and I'll feel like, oh, I could have tweaked this or changed this. But whenever I get responses, people have said, no, you looked very comfortable. I was like, all right, I guess that's the point. But sometimes I'll go back and I'll think like, oh, I could
well, second guess.
Right. And maybe that's just, I don't know. We're just perfectionists.
I have imposter syndrome from looking at like social media and like seeing people
same
thrive.
Yeah. Same. But then you forget how much you've thrived and how much work you've put into it. And to, a five years ago, we would have looked at us and said, oh, my God, look at the opportunities that they got.
Yeah.
But it's hard to remember that because you're just looking at all the other people's success and you're comparing yourself. And that's a natural human thing.
It's crazy.
It is crazy. But, I mean, I feel like that shit all the time. I feel like I haven't accomplished anything all the time. But
I think that's everyone. And I don't think it ever ends because I think you even get to the next level.
Yeah.
Like, that's like the life of a creative person. Like, yeah, okay, so you get a television series. You're on a sitcom. Amazing. All of your friends are now in feature films and they're going to the Oscars and the Golden Globes. How do you get to that level? You know what I mean? Like, I think it just keeps going in a way.
Great.
So you have to find the balance of like, I'm proud of where I am right now.
Yeah.
I'm satisfied with life.
I've been in a like a lull of, do I want to go back to like, what do I want to do now? Like, do I want to go back into like the corporate world of entertainment or do I want to continue what we're doing and, you know, keep on grinding it out with the auditions. Like, I've definitely been in this, like, what the heck? And it was obviously spurred on by the breakup because I'm just thinking, okay, well, now I've just, like, gone back a couple steps. So,
yeah.
I think it's just one long journey, just getting from day to day.
I think that's normal, though. I think anytime you have any kind of, like, change in your life, you evaluate everything.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. You go into everything.
The one big thing, and then it just, it's like a domino effect.
Yeah, it's frustrating.
Ugh.
I think that every day. And when people are like, what's the long game? And I'm like, I don't know. I do so many things that I'm like doing my best to just get ahead with one. Like,
the long game is surviving. The long game is
thriving.
Is thriving in this really, really hard business where, it's. I don't know. It's tough. It's really tough. But. Speaking of people that we have said have continued on and keep it moving, Eladia Baldwin.
What about her?
I'm just thinking about her because
I'm like, how'd she come in?
Well, I also was looking at our list and I'm thinking of Kelsey Grammer and how he had such a long career. But then I thought about Eladia Baldwin because of Dancing with the Stars. And we had like,
well, you thought about Kelsey Grammer because he has 8 children now.
Yeah, that's true. And I never remember.
And they all get that Frasier money. That's nice.
The long, yeah. Talk about long game. I always think of Kelsey Ballerini. I never think of Frasier when somebody says Kelsey Grammer. I think of Andy Grammer and Kelsey Ballerini. I put them together and I think they're one human and it's not Kelsey Grammer.
I've never thought of Kelsey Ballerini.
Like when you say Kelsey Grammer, his face does not come up. I'm sorry.
Really?
He does not look like a Kelsey.
Oh. I don't know what else he looks like. He looks like Frasier. I think of him as Frasier. Like, he's one of those characters that was such a character that I'm like, that's who I think of.
I think of him as Frasier as well. But, like, he does not look like a Kelsey Grammer.
Yeah.
I think of a singer. It's just too many singer names put together, and it's just not Kelsey Grammer. You know what I'm saying? Like, who? That name just is not. Sherry O'Terry. I think of Sherry O'Terry.
What about Chris Evans?
Girl, you know I think about Chris Evans when you say Chris Evans, okay? Chris Evans.
You said that was your hall pass. You don't need that. He can be your regular pass right now.
I guess you can, but I would have to be his hall pass, and I'm definitely not, because he is married. And when he got married, it was the end. It was like I was saying goodbye to a longtime lover that always got away, or the one that did get away.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, he's having a baby.
Had a baby, I think.
Had a baby. It was a quiet pregnancy, you know. They didn't really tell anybody until the baby was already here. So congrats to them. I hope them all health and wellness and happiness and baby bliss.
Yeah, he broke a lot of hearts with that news, I bet.
He really did. And she's an absolutely beautiful human being, and I just hope the best for them.
That's really nice of you.
So.
What other pop culture news? Oh, my God, Jill Zarin.
Jill Zarin.
I mean, it's not really news, but she did this TikTok showing off her Diet Coke machine at her house, which was iconic.
Yeah. And she just is a lover. I think about anybody. If I think Diet Coke, I think Jill Zarin.
Yeah, totally. I wonder how many TSA agents have had to take Diet Cokes out of her bags over the years, you know? There's like in the book of the TSA, like, collections, like, there's a Jill Zarin section where it's like
her picture.
She's trying to go across the country again with another case of Diet Coke in her carry on. She's like, what? Sealed up.
This is I have nothing to say other than I don't understand how she does that. Like, how does somebody have an addiction to a Diet Coke like that?
I've seen her travel with it, like, to Europe and stuff. Like, she has a suitcase that's just Diet Coke because she likes the Diet Cokes from here better than the Europe ones.
You knew I was going to ask that. I said, do they not have Diet Coke in Europe?
Different flavors. Different taste.
Ours just has a lot more chemicals, right?
Yeah, probably.
Of course.
But her face looks amazing, and I love that she was so transparent and open about it. I actually know who the doctor is. I follow him because he posted all about Jill Zarin's facelift.
Really?
When she did it. He's a New York guy.
Talk about transparency. Do you think that she got a discount that he could post all about it?
Probably a little.
You know, I'll take a discount on a facelift.
Because I bet people will go to him after seeing her post about it. I mean, she has a big platform. And
yeah.
I can't wait till I get to do that.
And just be open about it. I mean, her face is snatched. It's moved.
She looks great.
I've been noticing the line, like, right here, my laugh line. What are these called?
Yeah, I have those.
I see it, and I think, oh, my God. Like, I start looking in the mirror. It's the lines right from your nose that goes down to your mouth.
Yeah, and it's like you need collagen. It's because when you get older, your face, or when you go in the sun, like, it always makes your skin worse, so, like, your skin's thinner. So then I'm like, oh, I need to pull this up.
It starts to sag? Great. This is really good for this. For the confidence.
Whatever. Just don't look in the mirror. You'll be fine.
Honestly, yeah. I try not to. And so it's like, great. But we have to. That's why I love wearing a wig.
Well, you know what? Paris Hilton's never had any filler, she said, or plastic surgery or Botox.
Have you seen her spa treatments, though? She's got 5 people working on her. She's getting a facial done. I mean, maybe she has done laser treatments.
Her skin looks perfect.
It's insane.
If that skin with no Botox, like, give me the juice, you know? And the juice is $1 billion, but...
The juice is wealth.
But...
Choose wealth.
Wait, did you see her Britney post?
No, I didn't. You were saying that. And I'm like, what now? What are we talking about?
She did a great homage. She said it's Halloween for her. Paris is dressing up every day of Halloween week. And she did a Britney costume the other day, and everyone look it up because it was really iconic. I mean, I guess, again, when you're Paris Hilton, you can do the full Britney music video. She did the Oops, I Did It Again outfit, the red outfit.
Oh.
And she has, like, the full hairpiece, and she's got the makeup, and, like, it looks so good. And then I think she made her husband be the moon man.
She looks so good. Oh, my gosh. Iconic. That's amazing. Sliving.
It's so good.
Sliving. Okay. She looks absolutely incredible. Now, the next step would have been to get Britney in the video. They could have, like, both done, like, a little thing together. Aren't they besties? They're like old school besties.
I think they're old friends, but I don't think they're, like, you know.
They're old friends. She's also doing Woody and the whole Toy Story crew.
That's probably day two. Yeah.
The sliving of it all. Wow. Got to do a recap then. I need to do like a full Paris Hilton Halloween recap.
Yeah.
She's adorable. She never changes. She's been putting DJs on the map because she's also a DJ. And I've always loved that side quest of hers, that little.
Yeah, it's a huge job of hers. She, like, DJs all over the world. Like, I think if they can get Paris Hilton to DJ, they do.
And then I love that her mom always comes as well. Kathy Hilton is there. I don't think she knows what's going on with the Beats, but she's there supporting.
I love her.
Supportive mother alert. Never
loves it.
Loves it.
Loves it. All right, let's take a quick break. We want to come back and give you a little update on our impressions. We're going to do a quick round. Yeah?
I think we need to do a little carousel.
Okay. And we're back. And we're going to just do a quick update on each. We're like a line or two of each of our impressions. Because like, it's been a while since we've seen all of these guys on Big Wigs, right?
We've missed them.
We've totally missed them. So we made a little list just to rapid fire through them. I'll give you one first.
Okay.
Where is Teresa Giudice these days? How is she? How is she?
We want to start. Listen, I'm back from doing special forces. I'm back.
Oh yeah, you were kicked off.
Yeah. No, I left. All right. I left. I didn't want to see Gia get into a fight. So I was like, I'm leaving. You know, so I threw my badge back in the ring. Wow. So yeah, I've been doing press for it, and then, you know, I'm headed to BravoCon. I'm headed to Vegas.
Woo.
Yeah, so that's it. You know, I'm living life. I'm traveling. I'm keeping busy, you know. My daughters are all in college, so I miss them.
That's so nice.
Yeah, and listen, I know I got another Bravo friend coming in. Luann, what's going on? I saw you had a crazy weekend with Dorinda.
Darling, I spent the weekend at Bluestone. It was nice, you know. It really felt like old times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Of course, of course.
We made cocktails. We did TikToks. We sang by the fire. We did, you know. It's so nice. We really need to spend those times with our friends, you know.
Absolutely. Because Dorinda is the queen of Halloween, and you've gotten to the spooky.
Queen of Halloween. She needs a theme song. The queen, she loves a Halloween. Oh, wouldn't that be fun to do a Halloween show?
Yes, it would. You and Luann, you need to do a cabaret Halloween.
Oh, she did the mash. She did the monster mash. The monster mash.
That would be a good one.
Please tell me Luann has done the monster mash. Like,
I should do that, actually.
Wait, please.
I wake up in the lab. Come one night.
I'll do that for Halloween.
Please do that. Because it's actually...
Every so often, I just post a video of me singing karaoke as Luann. It doesn't do well, but I enjoy doing it.
But it's the fun, most fun thing ever.
It's so fun.
It's
okay, wait.
Actually too good.
Kristen, you've been giving us like a lot of
You know, I've been like, giving a lot of teases. I've done no content.
What do you mean? Kristen Cavallari has been recapping. That's the word I'm looking for. A lot of, what the fuck was her show? Why am I playing?
Oh my God, Laguna Beach?
Laguna Beach. I was going to say Love Island. That's all I could think of.
I mean, it's like basically the same thing. It was a bunch of teenagers, horny, on a beach, making out, fighting. Basically, yeah. Love Island. Yeah.
So you're recapping.
I'm recapping. I love a recap. I love to watch and like feel really cringe because the producers made us do so many cringe things. So yeah, I'm going back to the beginning. Back
and
to
now
the
you
start.
Can tell everyone like that was forced. Like that was produced.
No, literally, I'm writing so many notes in my little, you know, my little notebook, and I'm just telling everybody like that was a lie. This is truth. I never dated Justin Bobby. I hated Steven. Like all these things are coming to light. So yeah, I'm having so much fun, you guys.
Where is Steven these days?
Where is Steven? We did a recap show together, but I haven't really seen him. I mean, we don't really talk that much. I mean, you know, we're friends. We're friends now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I haven't seen LC in a minute. Heidi and Spencer, they're hanging out in LA, thriving. Spencer's, they're hustlers.
Lauren Conrad for Kohl's, right? I think she has...
Probably. I should get her in on an Uncommon James collab, you know?
You should.
Yeah. So that's what's been going on with me. I've just been doing freaking recaps.
I love. It's so good.
The recaps.
You turn into her voice so well.
Thank you. I mean, I have it with Kristen. Kristen is a good time. I really, really got to get back on the Kristen grind because she's putting out so much content.
No, she's so good. I know. It's funny. Sometimes we're like, ugh, are we tired of our impressions, but Sometimes it's nice to take a break and come back.
I need a little refresh. I think that's what it is. It's not that I get tired of them. I just don't know if people are still enjoying it as much as they used to, you know, or like get a kick out of it or enjoy it. So I take a little break. But then I do miss it. I come back. You know, Kristen's got stuff. So do you want to give us an update as Eladia or Steve or?
Yeah, you know, as Steve, I mean, things have been quiet, you know, and just like that. We're done. No, but I've been busy. I've been playing a couple games. You know, I got a couple of basketball games. I'm playing on a new league. And Miranda is, she's been quiet lately. So I'm looking for her. You know, this is a tough time of year. There's a lot of pumpkins, a lot of red blood around. It's like I can't find her.
That's all I got. I actually have a Steve video that's so good that I haven't edited, and I keep thinking about it, and I'm like, maybe I edit it this week. It's a nice update in Steve's life and in his quest.
No relation to the show?
Not really. It's post-show, Steve.
Okay. So post-show Steve, like real Steve. Like, what's he up to now?
Yeah. And I shot at a bar, and I bartended as Steve for a night.
Anna.
No one said anything. This is New York City. No one give a fuck.
No one said anything.
I get you another Heineken. Oh, yes, maybe.
Are you at the wig in the full year?
Mm-hmm. And I have it all filmed, and I haven't put it out yet.
Please put this up. When do you find the time to film in a bar, by the way?
I did it, like, right after the show ended. It was a little while ago. My friend, who's a fan of Steve, who works at a bar, was like, oh, my God, come do it. You're She's like, so sweet.
Absolutely.
I know. That's and so now funny. She's probably like, why didn't she ever, like, put that video out?
Hey, bud, where's the vid? Also, Steve just seeing Halloween things. I feel like just Steve trick-or-treating and just being like, Moanda. And then it's just, you know.
I know. I put that video out. I did it last year.
You did? Walking around seeing the decorations?
Mm-hmm.
Please repost.
That's probably why you thought of it. It was a year ago. And I just put it out like recently again.
You put it out again? Okay. Am I going crazy? Anyways, mm-hmm. Genius. Love that.
Anyways, listen, I feel like we should probably wrap it up here. We'll do them. We got more Kardashians coming this week. Yes.
Yes, we do. Yes, we freaking do. People have now been seeing our old videos, and it's kind of interesting because it's like, wait, we posted that such a long time ago, but I'm glad that you guys like are still loving it.
They're coming back from the dead. It's amazing.
We've got Chris and Court, Skort, Skort.
But this was a whole full episode. We did it. We're back.
We're so back. It feels good to be back. And we're doing remote episodes right now, but that's just because we're landing on a studio, but it's really not that bad. This is what it is.
All podcasts I do are remote, so this is like normal.
It's like we're trying to do way too much. It's like we don't need a studio to still have the content.
No, not at all.
It's normal.
All right, I love you guys. Be a bigwig. Have a good week. Signing off. We'll be back. We want to recap Kardashians for you, so we'll see if we can give you that.
Yes.